It felt like the league stacked 2025 for Buffalo a little bit.
You think so?
Home games. Baltimore, KC, Philly, Cincy, and Tampa. All of them home. Yeah. Road games, they're playing five bad 2024 teams, plus Atlanta, they're at Houston, and they're at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Other than at Houston, which I think will be tough, especially with Houston's defense, they might not play an above 500 team on the road. Yeah. And then they have all these people coming to them.
Bill Simmons, the league has stacked the schedule for the Bills. We all know that's not actually possible. The schedule is determined
years in advance.
Yeah. It's a rotation. Sometimes it falls for you. I think you might be half kidding, but no, the league has not stacked the schedule for the Bills.
No, they have not done that. The only thing they control is the timing of the games. I don't know why, like where they put them would make you say that.
Right. Week from today, Eagles, Cowboys. How about week four, Sunday Night Football, Packers at Cowboys?
Well, that's going to be awesome.
That's pretty good.
At Cowboys,
at
too?
At Cowboys. Parsons gets four sacks. Don't we want that?
Oh, yeah. Will he get a tribute video? They don't really do those in the NFL, right? Oh, the man, yeah. Everyone's going to want to be betting Parsons to get like multiple sacks in that game, for sure. Although, does Dak take sacks? Not really, right? I think he's usually one of the... I actually don't remember where he is on that. But I'd pick Green Bay to win that game in week four.
Yep.
Oh, and how many... The best over-unders, if you can get them, I don't think you can do this in New York State, would be... Like, find some crazy site that'll be like, how many times Jerry Jones gets shown in the press box on television? Over under 9.5.
Yeah.
Like, every time he makes any play whatsoever, camera goes to Jerry Jones.
The Bills tried out some kickers yesterday. Jordan Schultz reported that. Three kickers coming in for a tryout.
Yeah.
So, that's not good. Right? That's not good. Without...
Probably not. It could just be they want to know who they call if something happens to Bass during the season, right?
I don't think so.
Try him out now so that, hey, Bass got hurt on the Saturday before the game. They know which guy they like. They know who they're calling. They know who to get on a plane right away because they've already done the homework on him.
I don't think so.
You don't think that's it?
No, I don't. I don't think that's
then it. Then what's happening to Bass?
I think that... One of the things I saw about him kicking against the Bucs, I mean, he did not – did he look right?
He had goofy, I mean, he made 5 of 6, right?
But the one he missed, he had a goofy ball flight on the one. I saw – maybe they're internet doctors, but it is what it is – noticing that his follow-through on the kicks appeared to be kind of an abbreviated follow-through.
Okay.
Like he was kicking through something. He's got a pelvis injury, right? Like that was it. He had pelvis soreness.
Yeah.
Was the story?
Pelvis sore. And he was out a while.
Yeah. I just feel like trying out three kickers now is a sign that like maybe Bass had a setback. Maybe not. You could be right. It's a little concerning. It's a little bit antenna up. The thing about any sort of injury right now, Bass went 3 of 4 kicking, by the way.
3 of 4.
And 2 of 2 for extra points. But the thing about right now is we don't get injury statuses yet. Wednesday is when that happens.
Right.
So is he on the injury report on Wednesday? And we'll have to see. They don't have a kicker on the practice squad. That's the next step, is they've added a kicker to the practice squad because they don't know how Bass is feeling right now. They'll see how he feels on Wednesday. He can rest until Wednesday would be my guess. And then now it's an injury designation. If a kicker's added to the practice squad, then I'm all right. Keep an eye out.
Okay.
You ready for the entire season and one seed to come down to Eddie Pinheiro kicking a field goal in week one? Anybody else ready for that?
I would not want to take that at all. I mean, I do wonder if Bass will become a story again this year if he doesn't improve off of what he did last year. I mean, I tend to think he was down to his last kick with the Bills when he kicked a 60-yard field goal to beat the Dolphins. He had missed an extra point in that game. The trade deadline was that week. And it didn't sound like they were closed off to replacing him. But then he made a 61-yard field goal to beat the Dolphins, and it's, well, there goes that. So I would wonder even, too, about, like, maybe it could be injury-related or just performance-related, what the future would hold for him. Because you look at his numbers now throughout his career, like, kickers in the league in the last 5 years, and he's near the bottom. like field goal percentage, extra point percentage. Like he's nowhere near the top kickers in the league. So maybe it is injury related. I didn't even think of the injury part of it when you said that, because I know he's been practicing and he'd been back, but is he also fiddling with his follow through because the guy hits slices on his kicks for the last 3 years and he's trying to hit a draw?
I don't know. Wednesday's a big day next week. Injury designations, whether that's Trey White, Khalil Shakir.
Would you take Eddie Pinheiro from 41 yards to go to the Super Bowl? 803-0550. 41 yards? Is that the right number? Zane Gonzalez from 43. What do you say?
I mean, I guess I got to find out Eddie Pinheiro's career make percentage from 40, mm-hmm. 43. Where is the game? Here?
Yes. The game's here. The Super Bowl is on Pinheiro's foot. Who, by the way, I think he goes back to Chris Tabor, because we had Chris Tabor on. I think you mentioned him. So that could be a part of it, too.
Cowboys trading Micah Parsons to the Packers for 2 firsts and a defensive lineman. And Jerry Jones says we have to stop the run. And it's in the best interest of their organization. Good luck to them.
Is that Saquon Barkley living in their heads a little bit?
Could be.
Did they make that trade? Because what did Barkley do against them last year? Is that where we should be looking for why they did this? Because Barkley ran all over them a couple of times last year. I think there was at least one game where I remember him going off against Dallas.
He went for, against Dallas, 31 for 167.
31 carries.
Right.
Okay.
5.4 yards per carry. But, yeah, 31 for 167. No touchdowns. And then the other game, 14 for 66 and no touchdowns.
That doesn't sound like
that. Doesn't sound like it, yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Just, what a trade.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Been following on Twitter, there's a couple different things here. Like Bills podcaster Zbot, who does a show on the Bills. He's got some information on the Bills rivalry uniforms that 3 players will be available when this mm-hmm. thing launches. And also the different levels of the jersey. There's a standard jersey, and then there's the Vapor Fuse Limited version, which I guess is the more game on-field thing. So standard is 150, and the level up is 200. But the 3 players that will be available at launch, according to Zbot, it's Josh Allen, Keon Coleman, and Dalton Kincaid. Those are the 3. Which I think is a big miss to not have Dawkins available. And it might also be a big miss to not have...
Dawkins is the snowman. How is he not one of those included?
I know. These are nuts. These are 3 jerseys, though. When you're picking what you're going to sell, because this rivalries campaign is at least 3 years, and you'd be hard-pressed to find players you're more confident will be on the team for 3 more years than Allen, Coleman. Kincaid is a little bit dicier, but still, I think he will be. Defensively, who's on this team in 3 years? Hairston.
Who's next? Rousseau.
Bernard.
Again,
Benford. So if it's to pick those 3 players, like if his information he's got is correct, like
But it doesn't, like, Coleman and Kincaid don't have to be that. Like, I wouldn't buy their jerseys right now. I have no idea what that's going to look like. For 3 years from now, they don't have to pay Kincaid. That doesn't go well this year.
Well, this year's the time to decide about the 5th-year option on Kincaid. After this year, it's the 5th-year option. What are you going to do?
Right, and if he has 500 yards and I've bought a jersey for Dalton Kincaid, I'm probably feeling like that's not one that's going to last very long. I would think. He's not. I wouldn't buy his jersey right now. Coleman's I'd be more open to it just because of the extra year. But I'm also not the type that would ever get the Josh Allen jersey. Just everybody's got it. It'll stand out a little bit.
I want
the jersey nobody's got.
I was trying to think of the safety they just signed to the practice squad that wasn't Poyer.
I don't want to go that deep.
Other one.
I keep forgetting his name. Franklin.
Yeah.
I don't want to go that deep with it. But Ty Johnson.
Here's a question on the rivalries merchandise. Honest question. What can I spray the hat or hoodie or jersey that I buy? Can I spray it with anything so that I don't get barbecue sauce on my new jersey? Because that's the one downfall. That thing is all white. And as someone that has two kids that are four and a child that's also just over one,
right.
I won't even pick up the one-year-old if I'm wearing a shirt that I don't want to get something immediately on the shoulder. Immediately
so you're
covered
trying
in,
to waterproof it, basically?
I'm trying to
stain-proof it.
Scotch guard work here? I'm trying to make sure that I don't get blueberries on my shoulder of my brand-new snow jersey. And like, oh, I guess it's ruined now. Because it'll take approximately one day for me to get a stain on that jersey.
There's like 16 options on Amazon.
Yeah,
just from a
fabric protector.
Yep, yeah. Scotch Guard was one of them, yeah.
I feel like...
But how effective is that going to be?
It does show a chair on the can.
Okay.
But it says fabric, so...
What kind of fabric?
Can I laminate
this jersey and then just kind of
get a clear coat?
Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll wear
like a plastic protective cover over it.
I'll just always wear a poncho, a clear trash bag over it. So I'm still wearing it, but it's kind of in the case.
Or you could just get really good at like getting stains out of jerseys.
I don't know. There's some things that do not come out.
Give it a shot. I mean,
803-0550 to join us.
Just wear it in the winter only when, you know, no mud around. Like that, I would never wear that jersey in like the spring, for instance. More likely. Outside, kids running around, muddy hands.
If you wore it in the spring, wouldn't you think people would look at you and think, this guy really likes winter? He's wearing a snow jersey.
Yeah, you wouldn't. That's not a jersey you would wear to training. I mean, you could wear it wherever you want.
I feel like it's so white, I don't want to wear it anywhere.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Put it up on a wall.
Hey, join Khalil Shakir and Northtown Toyota tomorrow. Shakir Family Pet Adoption Event Saturday, August 30th. That's tomorrow. 11 to 3 at Northtown Toyota, Millersport Highway in Amherst. 1135 Millersport Highway. Lovable pets ready for adoption from local rescues. Grab bites from food trucks. Shop local vendors. Enjoy giveaways, raffles, and live entertainment. All for a great cause benefiting Nickel City Canine Rescue, Awesome Paws Rescue, and Buddy's Second Chance.